Because thou wanted us to imalik at a certain time. We spoke about that time. And they were concerned, like many mitzvahs we have, that if once a person would get involved with something else before that zman, he's going to forget to do it. So we have limitations. What you're allowed to do prior to that, you shouldn't come to forget it. This applies to mincha, applies to many different things. One of the is that is a person would sit down to learn somewhere where he's in a binocular situation where he's once it comes to Zman, the Shabur says he's not allowed to sit down and learn that time. Once it's given to Zman, the person is supposed to light. He's not allowed to start learning. And once it comes to Zman, the light, the person really should light at that point in time. A person not home, so the person would be away in yeshiva and he's not home, so then. Since it's the proper time, this is a discussion amongst the modern poskim. Here's I'll explain the question. That the Rambam says of Zman Hazeh that since we light bifnim, the reason why Chazal gave a time limit when to light, that's because they were lighting bechutz, and bechutz there was a zman of tikkun raglav and ashok that people would actually eventually empty out the streets. It was dark outside; people would empty out the streets. The Rambam says that since we light Zman Hazeh, we light bifnim. And we light bifnim, people are up whenever they're up. They're not dependent on the specific time of people leaving the streets. So a person can light even later. And that's why we allow ourselves to light later. Midin of the Gemara, a person does not light in the proper time. He would come later on. He can't light with a bracha. Ramos says later on, a person does miss the Zman. He can't continue to light with a bracha even later on. So now the question is, so there's a preference, even so, Zman is at to light by the proper time. Does a preference require you to interrupt your learning to be able to get the milah of a preference? Not as opposed to, if it be ikras man, then there's no question you would have to be mafsik to be able to light it. If it's not a question of ikras man anymore, it's a question of preference. Do you have to interrupt your learning for that purpose? So we get different answers from different poskim. Interesting that there is Tells Cleveland, Tells Chicago on the Shita. Tells Cleveland they interrupted by the Zman, everybody went home and lit. Tells Chicago they made the bracha, everybody's holding the light, stayed till the end of Seder, and they went home and they lit at the end of Seder. Now there's an interesting Gemara. The Gemara in the Sefer Shabbos deals with if you have a conflict between Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah. So what's Adif? So the Gemara says that Ner Shabbos is Adif because of Shalom Bayis. So now that being said, if a person will be lighting by this man, his wife is not home, and she'd be makbid the fact that she's going to miss the halakha. So in that situation, l'chara, you would say that a person should wait until the wife is able to get home, even though you'd miss the preferred time of the halakha. In that situation, you'd be mad at that.
What?
Okay. Now, if a person can't light by the proper time, there is a concept that Allah called a shomer. We're concerned a person might get involved in something else and forget to light. So the Allah is that a shomer works. The shomer works. We ask somebody to remind you to take care of it. The shomer works. Does a simon work? So the shomer Zatzal held that if a person would set an alarm clock with some type of reminder on the alarm clock, the shul was written in the 70s. They didn't have any fancy little things which come up and tell you what any messages. But you said you put a piece of paper on the alarm clock and it says Neres Chanukah, and then it rings at a certain time. You said, what's that noise? You'll see the piece of paper and remind you to light the Neres. That's sufficient for a person to be allowed to be involved in something else and then go do whatever he has to do and then come back and light the Neres afterwards. And nowadays it's a little bit, everybody has their fancy whatever. You can set your alarm clock to talk to you, to scream at you, to write out a printout, whatever, to tell you exactly what to do with all the different sheets. It's fine, so that's for sure good. If a person's not home with his man halakha, for whatever reason, a person can't be there with his man halakha, so how late do you have to write to light? So, Tilchat Sois, the Mishabur says that you can light with a bracha. It should be that there should be B'nai Ba'ai should be awake. Preferably, there should be B'nai Ba'ai should be awake. It's the point that if they're asleep, you should awaken them to be able to, you should be able to mefarsim it with a. You do your pesumah nisa, you'll be making the bracha lighting with somebody else being present. The Mishabur is mashma that if if the there's nobody else, possibly there's nobody else, so that possibly then you cannot light with a bracha. And the Shaar HaTzidki brings the Cheben Moshe. The Cheben Moshe says that's not so. That even if you be by yourself, you still can light with a bracha. The Moshe Tshuva passes like this Cheben Moshe. He says it's not me starver to say like the Shita, because that would mean, according to what he's saying, that a person who's a single individual lives by himself would never light with a bracha. That's not true. So therefore, he assumes that the psak is like the Cheben Moshe, that even if you don't have anybody else awake, you could light with the bracha. After Chatzos, Mishabur brings it's questionable. So a person preferably should make sure that they go to a chasna, and they're not there as one of Loka, wherever they're supposed to be. We pointed out you can't light where you are. That's not the proper place for you to light. The fact that you're eating there that night doesn't allow you to light there. So you can get back late. So a person should try and get back before Chatzos. Now, the halacha brings an opportunity situation where a person is not going to be able to light later in the night. He can light from Plaga Mincha and onwards. So a person is going to go away, but he's going to leave after Plaga Mincha. So what's better, to light after Plaga Mincha or to light later in the evening? The answer is it's preferred to light later in the evening than to light from Plaga Mincha. However, the person is only going to get back after Chatzos, where that's questionable, then you can be sabach, then the halacha, you can light from Plaga Mincha and onwards. So that's an option, that's what you should do. The makam alaka. So it's referred in alaka that should be between above three. It must be above three tefachim off the ground. You want to light low. It must be above three tefachim off the ground. Otherwise, it's too low, and I cannot light there. It's preferred in alaka to be below 10 tefachim. So it has to be above 12 inches, 10-12 inches off the ground, a foot off the ground. It's preferred in alaka that it should be within the first 40 inches, somewhere in that between three and Tfachim and 10 Tfachim. That's preferred. It's not Ma'akev. What is Ma'akev is 20 Amos, which is that's not that. Where we'll show them the example where that's relevant. There's Manazem. Most people are not lighting except by with cherry pickers are going 20 Amos tall, right? But in general, you're not going at 20 lighting 20 Amos. But but below 10 is preferred. Where's in the gate 20 Amos is Manazem? It's a gate like this. So we light inside. So you see, even though we light inside, we light by a window. If we can make a hecker for the B'nai B'shus Rabbim as well, we might as well do that. If a person's living in an apartment which is higher than 20 amas above ground, so the person's on the fifth floor and upwards already, so he's above 20 amas from street level. So then there's no reason light for by the window because of B'nai B'shus Rabbim, because they cannot see it anyway. Because all said above 20 amas, people do not notice it. So at that point in time, we go back to the halacha that there's inyan of lighting by the pesach, by the doorway. So in the situation when you're above 20 amas, if you'd be lighting higher than 20 amas above street level, the person should light not by the window, but should light by the door. So that's where that halacha would come in, practical application of that halacha was manaseh.
Question? So when you're talking about ground, does the 40 inches start from your own ground or the ground outside, or do you turn back to your own personal floor?
Your own personal floor, wherever you're lighting from.
And are that the narrows are supposed to not be
able? The shalhevis, we're measuring the shalhevis, where the flame is. So if you have a menorah, which says it can be lower down, as long as the flame is above that. Okay, when people light, multiple people lighting in the same place, it's pretty important that each person puts their menorah in a separate place so they can be nicker that the amount that you're counting. Otherwise, you look at it, you see a lot of different lights. It's very confusing. The goal is that we should be nicker the amount of the lights, etc. Individual people are lighting. So each person should try and set the menorah in a separate place or so that you'll be able to be nicker what's going on. When a person lights, so there's a halacha that the kiyum of halacha, the more from a pasuk. When you light, you must light roiv hayotze, the majority of the wick, which is extending out from the candle or from the nair, whatever it is, should be lit. So, a person when they light, they should not remove their hands and go to the next light, the next nair, until they lit the majority of the wick, which is lightable. This is relevant in regards to another halacha. That's when we make our brachas, two brachas, three brachas, then we light. Prima Gadlam says after you light the first day, you start saying Neres Halal. You should not start saying Neres Halal until after you finish lighting the first light. Well, finish lighting the first light means that you've lit Rov HaYotzeh. So till the majority of the wick has caught, you should not start saying Neres Halal. Some of them need to wait, and there's a little bit to the end of lighting. All the neres, so be relevant by the last one that you're lighting. But for sure, by the first one, you have a question of the, it shouldn't be a bracha levatala. You made a bracha, and if you make a bracha, and then you mask it between the bracha and the halakha, that's a problem. Well, I didn't finish lighting, and already I'm starting saying something else. So that's not proper. So a person should not say there's a lolu until after you finish making sure that the first ner is well lit. Our minig is the card of the Shulchan Aruch is that we light the first night, we light on the right of the menorah, and the second night we light the one which is to the left of that, and then we move rightwards, and each day we're going to light from left to right, starting with the leftmost nair and then moving to the right. Now there are other shittas in halacha how to do it. There's a Taz, there's a Gra, each one have a different way to do it. That's the minig of the Shulchan Aruch. Now, one thing that's important to be aware of is that there's a concept in halacha called Eimavir and Alamitzvahs. So it's not proper. The person should be standing, holding the candle right next to, let's say, the Nair, which is all the way over to the right, and then instead of lighting that one, he moves his hand all the way over there and he lights. That's not proper. A person should light what's in front of him. So a person should move over. If he's to be lighting over here, he should move the fourth night. He should be standing a little bit to the left, where he was originally the first night. Makes the bracha, lights that one, and then he moves to the right. But you shouldn't be in Melavir Mitzvah. You shouldn't ignore all those candles that are waiting for you to light them by standing right next to there, etc. You don't have to move them. You can start with your arm over here also. But the point is that where you're holding the candle that you're going to be used to light, and where your hand is, should be closest to the one you're going to be lighting first that night. Otherwise, you're going to have a problem with Melavir. You're going to have an issue with Melavir Mitzvahs. There are scenarios, even if you follow the minhag of the Shulchan Aruch, there are scenarios where we are madif to light differently. Cases when you're lighting by the doorway, you're above the ground, you're on the fifth floor, etc. You're lighting by the doorway, so then you should light the tefach asamach lepesach. Tefach asamach lepesach will mean that your menorah, depending how you set up your menorah, that could mean the nair which is the closest to the left of the menorah. Or it might be the nearest closest to the right of the menorah, depending how the situation might be. That din of lighting the one which is Samach LePesach gets precedence, and that'll be the one you're going to light first each night, and then you're going to then move leftwards or rightwards depending on how you what the situation of the menorah is. So if that's the guarantee, you can ask me separately, we'll talk about that. I do want to do the following. I want to talk about we're talking about Erev Shabbos now. I do want to go through the lachos of Halal and Al Nisim. We'll leave that for Bez Hashem for tomorrow. It's a long lady, maybe Tuesday we'll do that. Excuse me. So on Erev Shabbos, we light Ner Chanukah, and then we light Ner Shabbos. It's preferred to daven mincha before. It's preferred. It's not ma'akim. Preferred to daven mincha before lighting neiris. Again, to the way it was done in the mikdash, that the carbon tumah was brought before the lukas neiris were done. So it's preferred to daven mincha and then light. Another reason why we light that being said, in case you're in the shul, davening mincha then lighting might give you a situation where you're lighting but it's too late to light. So obviously in that situation you'd have to light before mincha. You cannot light the nearest chanukah before plaga mincha, whatever the time is. You'll look on your friendly calendar. If you follow the minhag of the Magarum to calculate plaga mincha, that can come a little bit challenging. If you serve on the grow, it makes life much easier. For those of you who follow the Magarum, you can ask me separately what to do about that. When you light the nair, the nair has to last. You have to have enough oil in the nair to last the zman of a half an hour after tzeitzik kachovin. So in the normal nights, you're going to be lighting, let's say we're lighting 25 minutes after Shkia, we argue that Tetz HaKavim is about another 25 minutes later, so you need to put in enough oil to last for about an hour. Erev Shabbos, you're going to be lighting 20 minutes, half an hour before Shkia, then you have 50 minutes until Tetz HaKavim, and then another half an hour after that. So you have to have enough to last you closer, almost to an hour and 45 minutes, and closer to 2 hours worth of oil. At least one of the Neiros should be last that long. Preferably, that should be the first one that you're lighting. That's your Ikra Neir. So the Ikra Neir should be the one, at least that one should be, there should be enough. So if you don't have oil menorah which can last that long, so you use a candle, use something of a sort which should be able to last that long. If you lit an Erev Shabbos and it went out, and it's still before Shabbos, and you can relight it again, so even though we have a general rule of Kavsa Ein Zochik Lo, that if the Neir goes out, you do not need to relight it. In this situation, a person should relight it, however, he does not make another bracha. He should relight it, and he does not make another bracha. And any other nights, Mikra, then you do not have to relight it. Kavsa Ein Zochik Lo. If a person wants to, I mean, you know, it's a mila to relight it again. But over here, it's you know, it's the psak. You must relight it, but you don't make another bracha. Person should be aware when you set up the neiris, you should not set up in a way that when you open the door, the wind's going to be coming in. And it might be a possibility of the wind coming in and putting out the neiris. I mean, then a Shabbos, a person can't open up a door. Connected a nair, that if when you open the door, a gust of wind would come in and put out the neighbors. So you have, depending on how you set up what your arrangement of your house is, a person should not set it in such a place. If he does, he should put some type of a something to block the neighbors from the wind, that even if the wind would come in, it would not put out the neighbors. Okay, we'll hold it here.